USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more states in America are starting to reopen after having businesses shut down for the coronavirus pandemic. In New York State, parts of the state could see businesses open as soon as this Friday, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
It's all science-based, it's all data-based, and we'll look at those numbers, we'll look at those data points to see where it's safe to open.
Cuomo telling county executives this morning that some regions will be able to open by the 15th, although others will not, like New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley, which had been a hot spot for the coronavirus just weeks ago. The FDA granting emergency use authorization for Abbott Laboratories' new COVID-19 antibody test. The authorization means the test can now be used pending formal FDA approval. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More than 137,000 Americans could die from coronavirus by early August, according to the latest projection from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. They say they base the new projection on people moving around more as states begin lifting stay-at-home orders. As of last night, more than 79,500 Americans had died of the virus. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News.
I don't understand what President Obama is saying. It just sounds so darn political to me.
Kudlow spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Funny man Jerry Stiller has died at 92. The beloved actor's son, Ben Stiller, confirming his father's death this morning on Twitter. Jerry Stiller had a long and storied career as a stand-up comedian, a TV actor, a Broadway star, and a movie actor as well. He and his wife, Ann Mara, gained fame as a comedy team back in the 60s and 70s.
Listen, Lance, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
You're afraid of the future, right, Rhonda?
Lance!
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I provided for the future.
No!
You know what I got here, Rhonda?
What?
Feel it.
I don't want to feel
it. No, feel it. Come on.
What?
You know what that is, Rhonda?
No.
It's an insurance policy.
For what?
$25,000.
What?
Making you the beneficiary on my life.
Oh, no. Listen, Lance.
If I die, Rhonda, you get $25,000.
Look, I want money.
If I die by accident, it's $50,000.
What?
It's double indemnity, Rhonda. No matter how I die, you get $50,000.
But please, I don't want...
If I lose an arm, Rhonda, it's $12,500.
What's an arm?
An arm and a leg is $17,500.
Arm and a leg, I don't want...
Two arms and one leg is $22,500.
What's the matter with you?
Two legs and one arm, it's still $22,500.
Lance, please, I don't want any money.
No matter how I die, Rhonda, you're sitting pretty.
Lance, please.
I love you.
Get up.
Jerry Stiller gaining even wider fame for his roles on Seinfeld and as Leah Remini's character's father on The King of Queens. Again, Jerry Stiller was 92. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.